David, your thoughts on tonight's game here at the Windsor Park?
Obviously pleased to get through the tie. I don't think it was a glitzy game. And credit Diana, they made it really difficult for us. They worked the socks off, and credit to Kieran and his staff and the club that they did that, considering they've, you know, it's been a long time since they played. So I think a lot of credit needs to go to Diana tonight. I thought we were professional in what we did. We certainly give them the respect that they deserved. We played a very, very strong team with very experienced players. And again, it took us a little bit longer. I don't think we moved the ball quickly enough in the first half. We moved it slightly quicker in the second half and created a few more opportunities. Missed a couple of chances probably later on. So pleased to go through. Hopefully pleased, more importantly for me, that everybody who needed minutes tonight got minutes. And more importantly, when we assess the players on Thursday, that everybody's fit and available for the game on Saturday.
A huge game on Saturday at the Oval, sort of the split.
Yeah.
We go there full of confidence.
Absolutely. Again, you know, why wouldn't we? We lost a game of football last week against Glenavon, which was disappointing. The players, again, they're always the first to admit when we haven't performed at the levels that they have done and they can do. So as disappointing as last week was, we go into a new league on Saturday, and it's a 5-game shootout with 6 teams. So we look forward to it. We're excited by it. You know, Glentoran are our biggest rivals, our closest challengers at the minute. So why wouldn't we not be excited by the challenge?
It's a game that you'd love to see 2,000-3,000 Linfield supporters there on the terrace, wouldn't it?
As you said, that in the press there, you know, was asked. Asked the question about, you know, fans returning and whatever else. I think if it had them in the case on Saturday, and we had them going down first game of the split in any sort of normal year, normal season, that Glentoran would have had a huge home following. We would have been probably allocated the maximum 3,000 fans that were, you know, that were allocated down there. I would have no doubt that they would have, I think your head would have been melted tomorrow. Or the rest of this week, or probably the tickets would have been sold out, because I would imagine they would have been gold dust for supporters desperate to get there. So again, I'm sure for them, and it's been a frustrating wait for them to return. But again, hopefully me, the manager and the players, that we try and keep giving them something to cheer us on about, keep supporting us. We have a huge month ahead of us now with, I don't know when the draw is made now for the next round, but you know, we have a big league game now against Glentoran on Saturday, with Crusaders next Tuesday, and then we'll see where we are after that.
As you said, it's a huge month with 5 huge league games, hopefully huge cup games to go. Good to go into this month with, you know, the squad fully intact, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're at the minute. The only one that was missing through injury tonight was Kyle McLean, who's you know, obviously long term. Everybody else was fit and available. There was a few sort of rested, not in the squad tonight, in anticipation that they will probably start on Saturday. So again, we'll assess the squad. Mulgrew, obviously the captain, got minutes into his legs tonight, considering he's not played for 6-7 weeks. So hopefully that'll bring Jamie on. Cammy come on for a little brief spell. Jordan come on for a little bit. Connor Pepper played. Michael Newbury played. Navid played 60-65 minutes, Christie 65 minutes. So people, the pleasing aspect is, yes, we have a fully fit squad. It gives it a little bit of a headache at times, but it's a good one to have.
Great save by Chris Jones early doors there, wasn't it?
It was from a long throw, and again, we warned the players that you know, not to be given set plays and long throws, because as difficult it was to play on it tonight, normally we watch them 2 or 3 games in advance before we play them. That's certainly not been the case this year, so you're guessing a little bit. But we also we did know that they had a long throw. They were trying to be clever in their set plays. Again, they've had quite a bit of time to do that. I don't think they've played a league game for 400 odd days, so they've had enough time to sort of rehearse and practice. We're in the middle of you know, a period now where the players are coming out the other end of playing basically 15 games in 2 months, which is an incredible achievement considering where we are as a group of players fit. And again, the medical staff and Ricky McCann, the sports scientist, needs to take a lot of credit for that me, the manager, has nearly a fully fit squad to be choosing from.
Goes without saying, David, huge game at the Oval, not at stake. We wish you all the very best as we go chasing 3 points on Saturday in the first of 5 huge league games.
Cheers, Andy.